The ticket. All right, we just had an exclusive interview with T.O. Owens.
That was huge. Blockbuster.
Yes, and we want feedback now from the P1s on what he had to say about his image, his role with the Cowboys, his maturation process. 214-787-1310. Also take your feedback via email. And I thought we could start by looking at what he had to say about his... Oh, wait, don't let him in. Don't let him in.
Oh, jeez.
Do not let him in.
What's up, guys? What up, you homos?
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
We're trying to talk about our interview with T.O.
Hey, man, what have you guys been up to?
We're on the air right now.
Dude, I'm looking good these days, aren't I?
Yeah, I guess.
Selling for the ticket. It's happening for me. It's happening.
Is it?
Yeah, man, I've been partying my ass off. I was in the luxury suite at the Cowboy game on Sunday. You know, hanging with Jess in metal school, watching my boy, Romo.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I'm sure you were.
Oh, it was great. Crowd. My frat buddies were there, Tucker, Crispin, Chaz. We were all drinking Jaeger and Patron, you know, had some hotties from one of the major financial firms up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hanging, you know. Jerry came in for a while, and I was like, what up, you know? We're going to do some deals or what here, you know?
I'm sure he's glad to see you, Chris.
Yeah. I think me and my buds have like a 20% ownership stake in the new stadium or something like that.
I don't think so.
You got to check the deal.
Not so much.
Hey, I was cruising in my SL 600 on the tollway the other day.
Yeah.
Gosh. And you guys were talking some SH. I can't remember what it was. And I was like, damn, those guys are funny.
Oh, well,
first
thanks.
Time I ever heard your show is good.
But you sell for the station.
I want to buy you guys a steak dinner.
Oh, okay.
You guys like Chamberlain's or Three Forks, anything like that?
No, they're all good.
George can go. With you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying the ticket.
Oh, you are?
Buying the ticket.
Yeah. You guys want to ride in my Benz sometime?
No, it's okay.
You know what? I'd let you guys crash at my pad in Uptown. Beckham's always over there.
He's always over there.
David Beckham.
Yeah,
he's always over there.
He and I were at Abacus the other night.
I'm sure you were.
There were these co-cores from a Fortune 500 company, and they were making out with each other, you know. And I was like, man, screw this, bro. Let's go knock on Dirk's door and play our Tiger Stripe Les Pauls to the break of dawn.
Yeah? Wow, what a life you have, Chris.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just want to be with your best buds, you know, not be with the ladies. You just want to be with your guy friends, you know, with your kick-ass roadster parked out front, and your Stefano Ricci sleeves rolled up, you know, jamming to little Neil Young.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Sure Dude, does. You guys need to come out to my lake house on Lake Louisville.
You have a lake house.
I don't think they have lake houses on Lake Louisville.
Hey, you grease the right palm, you can build wherever you want to, bro.
Yeah,
my buddy Mason and I bought off of some guy at the Beautiful Room while we were tag-teaming some cougar from South Lake.
Gosh. Chris.
Man, what? No, I couldn't keep up with you for an hour.
No. I love my lake house. It has tons of cool prints in there from like artists like Kandinsky or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I keep my Baja out there. Carlos Boozer loves it.
Oh, really?
Carlos Boozer.
He comes out there and rides around your Baja.
Sure does.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Chris, I hate to do this to you, especially since we're on the air, but...
What is it, bro?
And you're rolling and everything.
I kind of know a little bit about your personal life, and I know that you don't have all this stuff, and some of the material goods you have, you really can't afford. In fact, I saw you waiting tables the other night at a Chili's just down the road when I went in there, and you pretended not to notice me. So I don't think things are going as well for you as you think.
So you're saying I'm a fraud?
Well, pretty much. Yeah, I guess I am.
Oh, God.
Well, Chris!
Oh, he did it again.
He jumped out the window again.
He did it again. Delayed scream, but he did it again. Yeah.
Wait, now, this time I think I see him. No, I don't see him, George.
No,
call 911.
All right, hang on.
I'm hanging on the edge here, guys.
Oh, yeah,
I'm hanging.
I do see him.
I made 34K last year, and I got laid off at the ticket. Oh. But if the credit freezes, I'm screwed, but I'm good for now.
Here, reach, grab my hand.
You guys are homos. Hit the music, damn it, Phil.
Bye, Chris.
See you guys later.
See ya.
Homo!
Yeah,
ya!
That's what we are. All right, there's Chris interrupting our T.O. talk. We had a pretty interesting talk with T.O.